the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Do you ever wish that, like, it was in the movies and you could just, like, settle things with your fists sometimes?
You could make love to a
woman? Yeah, that too.
That'd be crazy.
Just when, like, in the movies, guys are always taking it outside. Do you ever wish it was really like that? And in this fantasy, you could fight?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saving my fight for if I really need to, because I think I'd kill the man that I fought.
I mean, you're pretty tough.
Well, what I want to do, I take my bottom of my hand and hit their nose like that, and I'm dead.
But in your fight fantasies, the guy stands still and doesn't protect himself and doesn't hit back.
But you know that most people don't protect themselves in fights. Most, what do you call them? Like, normal people.
Yeah, the thing is, with a couple guys who don't really know how to fight,
they're wide open. If you know what you're doing,
yeah. If two people are fighting and one guy is like has any kind of training, like he did some boxing or, you know, whatever, that guy is gonna lay that other guy out in 3 seconds. It's done. Now, for the most part, most regular people, they don't know how to fight, and it's not gonna get to a fight. But I'm just thinking, it's like we all have this movie idea of how things would be.
Well,
you know how you like when you watch like a action flick or like a superhero movie, or you're watching Rocky, when you get out of there you feel like you can do that for like, you know, a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, when I used to watch Sopranos, when I get out I'd go and whack a few people.
Like whack them off?
No.
Yeah.
You whacked me off. You should whack me off. Gotta be careful. Then you can get yourself killed in the mob because they think you're gay.
They don't like that.
Apparently.
Well, don't they have the gay mafia? Do they call it that?
I don't think they're an actual organized crime.
I don't know. Maybe they are. I'm not part of it. You know how in some games you have to get beat in? You don't want to know what happens to get into their gang.
Beat in?
They beat you up to get into the gang. Then they beat you up to get out of the gang.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to join any club where it's like that much work to get into.
I know. Well, I don't want to join any club.
Yeah, I'm kind of against clubs.
I feel like anyone who joins clubs, they're fucking losers. You're just lonely. And so you're going to join another group of lonely people who got together so they don't feel so lonely anymore?
As opposed to you, who are always, you know, at social engagements and stuff.
I'm not part of anything, and I don't care. I'm good.
You know? Yeah, you think you'll always be good?
I don't know. I mean, I'm good for now, and when I'm not good, I'll do something else.
Like when you're 75?
Yeah, I mean, I'll 75. I'll be like, well, listen, I've been around 75 years. I've probably got another 75 to go, so we'll see.
Maybe you hate old people, so you're not going to hang out with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely not. Yeah, but I hate young people, too, so.
Hey, young people.
Young. I hate young.
I hate young people. I hate old people.
Yeah. Everyone's annoying, you know.
Middle-aged people.
Pretty much.
Not all these old ladies are hitting on me all the time.
I know. Oh, Mike, you're getting so much old pussy these days, man. What is up with you?
I don't know. You know, you just go
left and right.
You go to the supermarket and all the old ladies are like, take me home.
Is that where you go to the supermarket to pick up old
ladies?
You
ever wonder, like you would assume that like an older, I'm not talking like an old super old lady, but like you would assume like a 65-year-old woman would say no to you, but probably though a good percentage of them would say yes, right? If they were available.
I don't think so. Let's bring it down a little bit, like 55-year-old woman, like, hey, where you going? What?
You going? 55's not that old.
What? What are you talking about? Like, you want to come home with me tonight? I don't know. Maybe in a bar. I don't know.
Yeah, you always get those like old, like, you know, you everyone's
supermarket.
Seen...
They have like they'd be so confused and like, no, I've got my groceries in the car.
I don't know how anyone asks anyone out other than like, I don't know how people ask strangers out. The internet was the greatest invention ever.
I know. If I didn't have the internet, I would never date at all. I would never see anyone.
Think about it. Where are you meeting girls if you didn't have the internet?
I mean, we tried the bar thing. We can't Doesn't function work. In a bar.
Doesn't work.
Not girls, for us.
Girls have their defenses way up. You're competing with other guys, which I'm not... On the internet, you're competing... You know, theoretically, you're competing with other people, but mostly you're competing with you.
I mean, well, you are competing with other people because the girl is bombarded with messages.
But she has more... But yeah, but it's different than in a bar where you're literally... There's some guy, like, almost pushing you out of the way to talk
yeah.
to you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier.
I mean, there's been times, years ago, where I'll be talking to a girl. I finally work up the courage to talk to a girl. Some other dude will start talking to her, and I'll just walk away without saying a word. Because I'm just like, well, I lost.
Yeah, fuck it. This is done. This guy's here.
Let's go home.
Yep. And some of these dudes are just dicks. I'm recalling, we used to go to Canada, not just for strip clubs, but we went to like a regular bar, like a club. I don't know why. And we saw...
The chance of taking a woman home from Canada is probably even slimmer than...
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I'm from a foreign country. Do you like to go through customs and then drive 45 minutes to my house?
They might be from Buffalo, too, so it might work out. Could be. But we were there, and we saw like a friend like of ours that we knew. And she was like, hey, hi, how you doing? I'm like, hey, is Klein here? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, the dude she was with, or I don't even know if she was with him or she was just talking to him there, he just comes up, he bothering you? Like, you know, like, acting like a super dick.
What girl is this?
Tyann.
Huh.
You don't recall this?
Nope.
Yeah, well, I'll remember for the both of us.
I know there's that girl who'd invite us out, and then we'd meet her, and then she'd be surprised that we met her out. She, like, hey, she'd text me or call me, I don't know what it was back then. Hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm going to be at this bar. Come meet me and my friends. All right. Mark and I show up.
Yep. And then as soon as we get there, she says, hey, what are you guys doing here? And we're thinking, you fucking invited us. You asked us to come.
I don't know. What was her deal? Was she playing a game?
I don't know.
Was she a super bitch or was it just that?
I think she's just weird.
Yeah, I don't
I think that was it. She was just weird. She'd invite us. She'd come up and say hello, act super surprised that we were there, and then leave and not talk to us again for the rest of the time we're there. And we just kind of like look at her across the way. Like, what is she? I mean, she asked us to come here, but she's not even talking to us. And then the next time we'd see her, she'd say, I am so sorry I did that. I mean, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That happened on multiple occasions.
Yeah, I fell for it a few times.
We'd keep going, and every time she'd do the same thing, and then every time after, I am so sorry.
It happened to me by myself once. She goes, hey, come meet me out. I'm at this bar. I get there. I can't find her. I call her up. It's like that loud thing where you can barely hear someone. She's like, I'm like, where are you? And she's like, what? I think I met up with her, but again, she was with some other guy or something. I don't know what you want. Why'd you invite me out?
And the sad thing was, she really wasn't our friend. She was a shot girl at a different bar that we hung out at.
Oh, yeah.
We would never talk to anyone at a bar, as we stated previously, except at that one bar, we would talk to some of the shot girls just because they're bored. They're just trying to sell their shots, trying to do their job, and we're just a couple of losers standing there not talking to anyone. So they'll come up and talk to us sometimes. So she was our buddy. We were buddies with another shot girl. Do you recall that? She was supposedly a slut, and she would, like, go home with some guys.
Yeah.
Not us. But, and then we ran into her another time outside of another bar. The way we tell stories, it seems like we go to a lot of bars, but we don't.
Not anymore.
Yeah. But outside of another bar, remember, she's seen us. She's like, oh, hey, my boyfriend's over there, but I want to go hang out with you guys. So come up to them. And tell him that you're both gay. That way, he'll let me go with you.
I don't remember that at all.
Man, you don't remember shit. We didn't do that, though. We were like, no, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. That's
not a good idea. Like, for what? Like, you know...
Gay shit ever.
What'd you say, Mark?
Gay shit ever.
That was us.
Okay. I know. You got the mark drop set up.
You know, you don't have to put it down every time I do it, like...
I don't know if it fit in good.
It did. We're talking about gay stuff.
But, like, for most of that stuff, like, what's the point? Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be fucking this chick later.
So that was... my new girlfriend. That could be thinking about a good prank. If you find a girl's... You gotta grab a girl's phone, and if it's not a locking feature, like, you grab your girlfriend's phone.
So we're stealing a girl's phone?
I don't know. And then you invite all the dudes that are in her contacts. You just start inviting them all over. And you know dudes are like, oh, okay. Yeah. So then she's like seven guys coming over to her place.
I am so horny right now. Please come over. I know this is weird, but...
Don't text me back. Just come right over.
I fucking need it, okay? Like, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm in a bind. I'm in quite a pickle.
Hey, you know what? They do have those... I don't know if they still have them, but you had that app or whatever when you could text them as it's another number.
Yeah.
Do that.
They used to have those fake number apps. Because
you're going to need a little bit of a conversation to get them to come over, probably.
Like, hey, least... what's up? I've tried... You know what? I'm not sure how good they are now, but way back when, I tried that, and for the most part, it didn't really work that well.
Didn't?
No. Maybe I found one that kind of worked okay. I don't know. I didn't really have much luck, because, I mean, it seemed like a really fun idea. Like, let me text you as, you know... Oh, the best one is, like, if you have a job... And, you know, you have a coworker's number, text your boss as that other person and tell them off, hey, you fat fuck, I quit, you piece of shit.
That's good.
And that's awesome, right? So, I mean, obviously, if it worked that well, everyone would be doing that shit. So, I don't know.
People aren't that evil.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be great, though, that you guys saw all of a sudden, like, five dudes just showing up? Like,
I know. It's like, listen... Oh, like, on the way that, like, if I say be there at 7, or, like, quarter to 7, I say, listen, I know this is going to sound weird, but I need more than one guy, so there might be a gangbang. So if you see other guys there, don't be surprised.
And the door's unlocked, just come on in. All of a sudden, they're just breaking into our house.
Unlocked doesn't mean kick down the door. Please kick down the door. That's super hot.
You ever have a girl to say, like, hey, my door's unlocked, just come on in?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's all right, but then I get paranoid and I say, fucking lock your doors. It's 3 in the morning. Lock your fucking doors.
I told you, that was like, I don't even know what word to use, but when I broke up with a girl and, like, it was a year later. She just randomly texts me and she's like, come over, my door will be unlocked, just come on over and get in bed with me. And I'm like, it was super exciting, even though it was someone who I was with for like 2 years before that. It was super exciting.
Because it's new again, pretty much.
How long does it take for it to be new again?
A year will do it. You know what?
Like a year of no contact?
6 months, maybe. Depending on
how desperate you are, a week.
Wow. Brand new.
Girlfriend goes on vacation, comes back. Oh my God.
Well, maybe if she changed her hair or something. I don't know. She got a tan now. It's like a new chick.
But I know what your answer is going to be, but a lot of people do that thing where, I don't know if a lot of people do it, but where you do that, you do role-playing, like you pretend you're meeting your chick out somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done that.
Would that even interest you? Like, okay, we're going to be at the mall, and you pretend that I'm just a girl, and we just go somewhere, and we fuck in the mall.
We're fucking in the mall? I guess
you could take her home, but...
No, I mean, you pretend I'm picking you up. They do that, like, at a bar. You sit at the bar, chat up another guy, and I'm going to come up to you, and I'm going to pick you up and take you home. Like, I really don't get that. I mean, I could see how someone could have fun with it, but...
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
That's not really for me.
No, if it's someone you haven't seen in a year, that's different. That's old as new again.
Yeah, as I said, 6 months to a year, and then it's like, you know... The freshness seal is back.
I think people tend to convince themselves that their old relationships were better than they were a lot of times. If they were sort of, like, not horrible, I mean.
Yeah, if it's super shitty, you remember the super shitty stuff. Well, I don't know. Given enough time, sometimes you kind of gloss over.
Depends what you got going on, too.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't that bad. And then you start remembering, like, you know what? Some stuff was pretty good.
The worst, this is why if you break up with a girl, you should, for your own sanity's sake, get her the fuck off your Facebook, because then if all of a sudden she, like, turns into, like, a supermodel or something, Like, you know, they get, like, way better looking, or they start dressing better or whatever. It's like, Jesus Christ. Why not when I was around 6 years ago?
Yeah, I guess.
Bullshit. Like, I've had it where my breaking up with them was their catapult to health.
I know. It's like, you know what? He really motivated me into, you know, I lost, like, 40 pounds. I'm hitting the gym. And, like, all of a sudden, she's like...
I got breast implants.
She went from, like, a 4 to an 8.
4 to... Oh, you know, I thought you like, some size. I'm like, that's double the size.
You like big girls. What the fuck? No,
4, that's super tiny, I think.
I don't know. I know 0 is tiny. They have, like, double 0. But who knows the fucking crazy chick sizes?
You know what? I bought some pants the other day. 32s. I popped the button. They were so tight. I'm like... That's what size I take. I don't understand.
Well, things run different, though, too. Like,
but a man's size is supposed to go by inches.
I know, but they still run different. Like, maybe the style of pants.
Inches an inch.
Like, slim fit, straight fit, boot cut. There's, like, all this different shit. I don't know.
Well, it was that I went to H&M. They sell a lot of stuff that's, like...
The European style over there.
Europeans are, like, must be, like, super tiny.
They are. Everyone knows. Like, they eat really small portions, and they're just smaller people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess I can't move to Europe.
Well, you know how we're all, fat Americans.
Yeah, well, I'm not fat.
You're not even American.
Yeah, I'm Mexican.
You're Mexican.
I'm Tex-Mexican.
Yeah. Tex-Hex.
What is Tex-Mex? It's like a mix of Texas food and Mexican food.
What the fuck's Texas food?
Barbecue? Texas barbecue?
There's plenty of other places that have barbecue. They can't claim barbecue.
Well, the main place that have barbecue is Kansas City, Texas, and I think Cincinnati, something like that.
Louisiana, they barbecue.
No, Louisiana's known for like...
Crawfish.
Jambalaya. And gumbo.
That doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, none of that's just... Like, if I lived in New Orleans, I don't know. I wouldn't be eating that shit.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of seafood, so I don't know.
I like seafood, but I don't like... I think it's spicy. I don't like spicy.
Gumbo is spicy, because every once in a while, I'll crack open one of those many cans of soup I have. Some of them are gumbo.
You have a lot of soup?
Yeah, way back when I would like eat like one of those big cans, like kind of like the chunky kind, and I would eat one of those before work. So my parents would know this, so they would just buy me some. Like my mom would go out to the store and she'll buy me soup. Meanwhile, most of the time it's not the flavors that I like, but you can't tell my mom that she didn't do a good job. She does not like that. So he's like, oh, okay, thanks. And then
I don't like this kind of soup.
Well, fine. I won't get you any soup. I won't ever get you any soup again. So, I just take the soup and put it away. And then I stopped eating soup. I changed it up back to my salads. So...
Oh, he's changing.
Yeah. Life is about change, man. You have to evolve. It? Yeah, it's true. It's true. So I'm a very evolved person. And, I've self-actualized. But she keeps buying me the soup. Even though I would tell, like, I'm not eating the soup anymore. I'm eating salad. But she would just keep buying me cans. So I have, like, the stockpile of soup at home, which I like that I have, because if there's ever, like, a fucking blizzard again and I'm snowed in, at least I got, like, a shitload of soup. So, like, I'll have food.
Yeah, I can't eat that soup anymore.
Too much sodium.
It's all it is sodium.
Oh yeah. Well, all canned goods. That's how they keep it. Like keep the freshness. They like you know put a bag of fucking salt in there.
But I've been eating for lunch is peanut butter and jelly, because I can't have cold cuts really anymore. So because cold cuts are loaded in sodium too. But man, when I eat peanut butter and jelly, I'm like, am I like a little kid eating peanut butter and jelly?
Do you cut off the crusts, or do you like cut them into animal shapes?
No. And I eat too many. Like, I was one day, I ate like 4 of them at my lunch.
Now, what doesn't make sense, they do the animal shape things, but all it is like you make a regular sandwich, and there's like a mold that you like stamp it, and now it's the shape of an elephant. But all you did is cut out that one little shape And what the fuck are you eating with the rest of that sandwich?
You eat it.
No, that's not how it works. You're eating a sandwich with an elephant a hole in it?
Well, theoretically, you're making it for your kids, so you can eat the part that they're not going to eat.
I'm remembering when I was in the hospital, and they did that for me.
Wait, last week?
No, like when I was a kid. Oh. So I'm just thinking, what the fuck did you do with the rest of that sandwich? You gave me this tiny little piece of sandwich. It evens out to like not even half of the sandwich. Because you just cut out one fucking shape.
You know, when I was in the hospital a couple months ago, I get to pick off a menu.
That's how it is in the hospital. Yeah, they let you know. They're like, all right, this is what we're having for lunch. This is what we're having for dinner. No, so no, you pick.
This is a menu. There was like 30 things I could choose. Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, when back, I mean, I haven't been to the hospital, you know, for like prolonged stay, you know, since I was a kid. But back then, I mean, you got a menu, but there was like, you know, three things.
No, this is a whole, like, it was like a regular restaurant menu. Whatever the restaurant was they had there.
What kind of shitty chef works in the fucking hospital?
It was good.
Like, I'm a chef, but I work in the fucking hospital.
I got like pan-seared tilapia with mixed greens and mashed potatoes. It was like real good stuff.
That's pretty fancy.
And then I got this fancy salad. I don't know, for breakfast I had French toast. And I think that was it. Then I got like orange juice. The oranges just sucked though, because it was like this little tiny thing with like a foil top on it.
Yeah, they don't give you big portions for the juice.
It's bullshit. Yeah. I want to hold. Can I have a whole gallon of orange juice?
Orange juice is hard to come by. I mean, for a whole like glass of orange juice, it's like four oranges.
I'm really disappointed that orange juice isn't really orange juice.
Yeah, it's mostly water.
Well, no, real orange juice, like, most people have never had.
Yeah, like freshly squeezed orange juice.
Because the freshly squeezed oranges will last you like 2 or 3 days tops. You might think oranges, it could last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I'm not exactly sure what's in there.
They, you know, they're like, it's fresh, real oranges, like not from concentrate, but it's something else because orange juice doesn't last that long.
I mean, there is orange in there. Well, we don't know what else is in there. And well, you know what? I don't fucking care.
The process, I guess, they boil it down and then they add fake flavoring to it or something.
And, you know, they add extra sugar and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Don't fucking care, man. It tastes good. I like it. Good enough. I don't need to know where everything fucking comes from, what's in everything. It's not gonna fucking kill you.
Well, it's not good for you.
Doesn't matter. It's fucking fine. Nothing matters, though. Nothing really matters.
It's very philosophical.
You know this. You know this to be true.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. Remember that song?
I thought you were just telling me you loved me.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Millie Vanilli. You know, it's funny, because back then, people were like, oh my God, like, these days, and at the time, at the very first part, they didn't know that they, I don't know why they admitted that, I guess it was the people who actually sang it did, but, like, that, oh no, Milli Vanilli doesn't sing their own songs, but that came out later. At first, it was just that they lip-synced, but everybody lip-syncs now. Every pop star lip-syncs in the
concerts. Isn't that, I know, it is funny that their career was destroyed. Not that they really had much of a career, because
they won a Grammy.
You later found out that they didn't sing the songs, they didn't write the songs, they were just actors that they got to lip sync. So that they had like nothing to do with the music, but I mean, by today's standards, that's what goes on now anyway. Like, they were, instead of being ruined, they were like fucking trendsetters. They were ahead of their time. Well,
it's two guys, if an agent came up to us and wanted to be a musical group lip syncing like that.
Oh, hell yeah. You do it? I'd suck the dude's dick for the job.
You do it?
What'd I just say?
Even though you're not singing?
Do I have to answer again? How many times do I have to answer?
What if you... What would you do... Would you be Milli Vanilli?
Am I traveling back through time?
Well, whatever.
Do I have to be black?
The one guy's dead now, but would you trade places with them?
I'll be the dead guy.
Would you take that limited amount of success and trade it for your life completely?
What do you mean trade it for my life?
Like, you're trading spaces with them. Trading places with them.
Can I come back home? Or do I have to die?
You're them! What do you want from me?
Well, I know that the dude dies young.
Well, he killed himself, so you wouldn't necessarily have to kill yourself. It's your choice, Mark.
You know they always screw you on those wishes, man. So I don't know. They might make me kill myself. So
but would you take that kind of success or no?
I don't know, maybe.
Guy comes up to you, he's like, oh, I can give it to you. You can have Milli Vanilli success. The same thing, you'll be just, you know, a year or two, you'll be really successful, you'll go on tour, but then it's all going to fall apart and everyone's going to hate you.
Yeah,
you're,
but then...
You're going to be a joke the rest of your life.
Yeah, what do they do? I go, all the one's dead, but the one is still alive? What the fuck's he do?
I don't know. But, I mean, does that sound better? That what's better? Your life, which, you know, is kind of just like a normal life. You know, no huge success or anything. I mean, it's not horrible, but... Or pretty top of, you know, your number one billboard, one hit. You're on MTV, you win awards, but then it all gets taken away from you.
I don't think I would take it. I don't know. I'd have to see what he's doing now. But as of now, I'm going to say no. What about you?
I don't know. Would you trade with, like, a Jim Morrison or Kurt Cobain type? Well, I could, Kurt Cobain and Jim Morrison are two different animals. But
everyone who dies, no.
Yeah, but they lived more in that 20 years.
No, I don't buy into that. They lived more in that 10 years.
You don't think so?
That doesn't mean shit to me. Living more in 5 minutes than, you know, doing less shit in 100 years. No, that doesn't even out for me. Quantity. I want when it comes to life, I'd rather have normal, you know, a normal life, a normal long life than a, you know, superstardom short life.
All right, you get 25 more years. We're going to give you $1 million. You get to party it up. You're dead in 25 years. Or you can live 100 more years, but you have to stay in this one house the rest of your existence.
But it's a normal life. I'd take the long, normal life.
But you can't leave the house.
Why am I under house arrest?
Because I'm a magician and I'm giving you I have powers to give you.
Do you wear a top hat?
No, not that.
I mean, you're a magician. Where's your rabbit?
I wear a Philadelphia Phillies hat.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not buying into this whole magician thing. You need a fucking top hat with a rabbit in it and one of those black magic wands with a white tip. Ooh, if I were a magician, I'd change it up. I'd have a white magic wand with a black tip.
If I was a magician, my autobiography would be called Just the Tip, and it'd have, like, the magic wand tip.
Yeah. Good. Plan words.
We should just start making up autobiographies.
I know. Ooh. Wait, of who?
Of anything. Fake characters, us.
Okay, alright, we're going to work on that.
Anything goes. We can start a whole website about it and then just abandon it like we do all our other websites and ideas.
Yeah, I know. Because all this shit takes a lot of work.
Not really, but I don't know.
Yeah, some of them do. I don't know. Too much work.
We're already doing the podcast. That's enough work.
I know. Like, I got all day for this shit. And plus, I don't even know how to post stuff. You're the technical guy.
Posting to a WordPress site isn't exactly like...
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how to fucking do
you
it.
You have done it. Didn't you post all those ones?
Yeah, but you told me what to do step by step.
And day by day.
Yeah, like I'd have to have you do it like every fucking time. Because even when you wrote it down, it was like too complicated. Like, what do I have to do?
Well, I mean, if you did it enough, theoretically you'd learn.
I mean, yeah, in theory, sure. But I don't care enough to do it like that. I'd just rather have someone else do it for me. No, I like having people do things for me. Isn't that more convenient? Like, yeah, I could make dinner. Wouldn't it be nicer if we went out to a restaurant and someone made it for me and handed it to me and chewed it up for me and spit it in my mouth shit it for me?
I just hate how scummy the cooks are at most of these places.
Well,
I went to IHOP and I'm like, man, the chef...
Everyone's a fucking scumbag.
And then... I'm going to pretend I didn't tell you this before, but I'll tell you to the listeners. My waitress was an ex-girlfriend. I guess she was an ex-girlfriend is what you'd call her.
Yeah.
Ex-girlfriend. I only dated her for a few weeks or whatever. But she had no idea who I was. She didn't recognize me at all.
But I have to say again, are you sure she didn't recognize you?
I don't know.
Maybe she was just embarrassed
because
or something.
I see her and I go, that looks just like Linda. And there's her name tag. I'm like, it is Linda. And there's no other girl who's 5'10" with blonde hair and a dopey voice.
Hey, hi, what's your order?
That's what she sounded like.
I've met her before, I know.
I don't know, I just think that her brain was so tiny that it just, she couldn't
remember. Poor girl, a little pea brain.
I mean, and then I was thinking, you know, I could say, hey, Leonard, it's me. And then I'm like, but I'm like, I don't feel
like
it.
But why?
Yeah, I don't feel
like
it.
Exactly. What's the point?
I just don't feel like it.
I know. Good. What do you get out of that? Nothing.
Nothing.
If you were single, of course you'd say, hey, what's up?
I don't know. She didn't age well. I mean, she's like, okay.
Doesn't matter. Of course. As guys, that's what we would do. If you're single, you're like, hey, what's going on with you? Hey, we got to do something. Oh, wow.
Why would my voice be so high?
I don't know.
It keeps getting higher and higher.
Hey, oh my God, it's been so long.
If I could do it, see, I would have done that, but I can't.
I know.
I can't get high.
No matter how much you smoke, you're even eating the pop brownies and everything.
There's probably a disease like that where you just can't, like drunks can keep drinking and they don't really get drunk anymore.
It's not a disease. They build up a tolerance.
Well, no, alcoholism is a disease, Mark.
No, I'm saying it's not a disease where they can't get drunk anymore.
Yeah, there probably is a disease like that, though.
I don't know about that. Anyway, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, HotshotWizKids.com. Tell a friend. What?